Stood at the edge of the forest, overlooking the beach. The sunsets were apparently spectacular. Mandy climbed from the car and entered the living area of the reception tent. It was like all the other tents she'd seen on French campsites. A small oven with a two-ring hob, a fridge, a well-stocked utensil rack, table and plastic patio chairs. The only difference was that the table was piled high with paperwork and colourful brochures. A groan came from the zipped sleeping quarters of the back of the tent, followed by the rhythmic squeaking of bedsprings. "Oh, Teddy," breathed a French girl's voice. "Teddy!" Mandy grinned. So the courier's name was Teddy, probably a student on his gap year. She coughed loudly and the bedsprings stopped squeaking. "Anyone there?" she called mischievously. The sounds of frantic scrabbling and a zip being fastened reached Mandy's ears. The compartment's own zip fastener whizzed down, and a tanned 20-something hunk, dressed only in denim shorts, stepped through and quickly zipped it up again. "Sorry," breathed the young Adonis, running a hand through his dishevelled dark locks. "I'm Teddy, the British site representative, and you are..." His eyes firmly fixed on Mandy's breasts, he fumbled ineffectually for a folder on the table. "Mandy. Mandy Turner." Teddy forced his gaze upwards to Mandy's smiling face. "You made good time. I wasn't expecting you for at least another hour." Mandy's eyes travelled down to the erection straining against Teddy's tight shorts. "So I see," she murmured. Muffled giggles sounded from the sleeping compartment. Teddy blushed to the roots of his hair and sat down, having finally located the registration form. Mandy sat down opposite him and completed the form, acutely aware that Teddy was far more interested in her breasts than her details. Despite the heat, her nipples began to harden. Teddy was far from unattractive. "Okay, then," Teddy stood up. "I'll show you to your tent if you'd like to follow me." Despite the embarrassment her early arrival had caused, Mandy noted that Teddy was still hard, his clearly defined cock angled against his groin. Still, with a French girl in his bed and Mandy's braless breasts to keep him entertained in the meantime, maybe that wasn't surprising. She followed him through the trees to the shower and laundry block, and then on to her assigned pitch. He showed her the tent's equipment and how the oven and hob worked, casting lustful glances at her breasts. Mandy couldn't resist teasing him. She pretended to test the bed, aware of the effect every tantalising bounce of her breasts was having on him. Teddy licked his lips and moved towards her. He stood in front of her, his stiff cock straining towards the waistband of his shorts. Mandy felt a rush of sticky warmth soak her knickers. She couldn't help herself. She reached up and pulled down his zip a couple of inches, then reached out a tentative finger and touched the purple head of his erection. Teddy gasped, and pre-cum welled up from the eye and trickled over Mandy's finger. She snatched back her hand. What the hell did she think she was doing? If she was going to shag anyone on this holiday, it would be a mature Frenchman, not some fumbling British student. She stood up abruptly and flashed him a shaky smile. "Thanks for showing me around, Teddy. You'd better get back to your girlfriend." Teddy swallowed his disappointment. "Sorry, my fault." His gaze dropped to her breasts again. "It's just that..." "I know," said Mandy. "You're into big tits." They both laughed. "If you need anything, you know where I am," said Teddy, and blushed again, realising how that sounded. "Campsite-related stuff, I mean."
"I know what you mean," laughed Mandy.
"Oh," he paused in the doorway. "I almost forgot. You do know the beach is a nudist beach, for those that want it, I mean. I don't mean you have to strip off if you don't want to." He blushed again. Mandy nodded. "Yes, I know. I'd seen it in the brochure."
"Okay. See you around, then."
Mandy watched him stride back through the trees, his bum tight and muscled in his shorts. "Time to fetch the car and have a shower." The car safely parked, Mandy took a change of clothes down to the deserted shower block. As she undressed, she thought of Teddy's cock. Her pussy began to throb again. Hot water cascading off her breasts, Mandy slid her hand down between her legs and began to massage herself with a soapy sponge. Female voices, speaking rapidly in French, interrupted her journey to orgasm. Two cubicle doors banged closed nearby. People were beginning to return to the campsite. She decided to go down to the beach. Atlantic beaches were vast, so she was bound to find a private spot. Back at the tent, she found her beach mat and towel.